There are other things which I think obviously need to be adapted. And one of those, I think, we have also got right, and that is to have ordination for women in the West. I think that's extremely important. And I think it has been very, very brave of somebody like Ajahn Brahm to take that step and actually step out of line from what has been acceptable in many Asian countries. And certainly the background where Ajahn Brahm came from, obviously it was not really acceptable to do that. And yet he said, well, we have the strength. We have the ability to go our own way. We don't have to sort of follow what they say in Thailand. And it's wonderful to actually have a leader like Ajahn Brahm who is able, who has that strength of character to just go his own way and disregard what other people say. It's something that I really, really respect for Ajahn Brahm, that ability to go his own way here. And that's what we should be doing here. We are in the West. Western society is not like Thai society. We have to do things differently. It's very important. And we need to look at Buddhism through Western eyes. And it doesn't matter whether you have an Asian background or what you have. You know, when you live in the West, in a sense, you are part of that Western culture. And we have to do things in an Australian way in Australia. It's the only way it's going to survive in the long run. It's the only way it's going to be respected by people around us. And I think that if we didn't do things like women's ordination, then I think eventually Australian society and Western society would say, well, you know, this is not really acceptable. If we care about the well-being of the Buddha's teachings, we have to do this kind of thing. It's very important. And I think that, you know, I hope that we can continue with that sense of equality between male and female, both in lay life and also in monastic life, and maybe improve it further to make sure that there is that as great equality as we possibly can have. I think that's extremely important.